Human rights groups gear up for a North Korea protest. A mystery trip will bring together an unlikely group for outreach. And a ministry's emergency relief has a big impact on cyclone survivors in Bangladesh. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The China-led six-party talks are underway aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear arms program. Advocacy coordinator for Open Doors USA, Lindsay Vesey, says it would be nice to think the talks would have an impact on the rights issues, but
the six-party talks are really focusing on the nuclear issue and have basically ignored the bigger issue of the human rights abuses. If they would tackle the human rights abuses first, I think they would make more progress on the nuclear issue.
The North Korea Freedom Week is slated to begin April 26th in Washington, D.C. Open Doors is one of the coalition members involved because of the severe persecution of Christians in the rogue state. Because of China's influence over North Korea,
what we're hoping is that by having the protests in front of the Chinese embassies and consulates, that we will be able to draw attention to the religious rights abuses, the human rights abuses, and that will apply pressure to the Chinese government.
Next, Africa is known for its HIV/AIDS pandemic. However, now parts of the former Soviet Union are starting to see infection rates surpassing those in Africa. Christians are beginning to take notice and want to do something about it. Last week, Russian ministry's country coordinators from Ukraine, Russia, Belarus, Moldova, and Uzbekistan met in Kiev to talk about strategy and training next-generation church leaders, but also provide training in HIV/AIDS. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba.
We had two training seminars at the same time in our new ministry center for young people and pastors who want to know more about how to prevent HIV/AIDS extension.
Rakhuba says this isn't something Russian Ministries is doing on its own.
We are very much involved in working with other organizations, helping pastors to learn more about this and to mobilize their congregation, their communities, to get involved in more preventional work, which we believe that's the same idea of evangelism.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Rodell Laxson of Book of Hope works in the Asia-Pacific region. From the Philippines to Malaysia to Thailand, he says the Godman film is moving children to tears.
You would just be amazed and be awed, you know, by the response of these children when you see them actually shedding tears and actually absorbing and actually experiencing the moment that the film had for them at that time.
Last year, they reached 500,000 kids. In 2008, they're hoping to reach 1.5 million in the Philippines alone. Laxson says that includes Muslim and Buddhist students whose schools want to see the Godman.
They were kind of having this kind of a jealous mentality in them that, hey, why are you showing this in some of the schools and you're not showing it to us? So we've had some kind of those responses before. And we're actually targeting a lot of Muslim areas in the south, and we're praying that God will allow us to have an open door.
Meanwhile, according to the Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee, mystery is what makes their newest mission trip exciting. Teens from the third world and developed nations will spend 8 weeks in an undisclosed location in Africa. It's called the Youth to Youth Exchange Program. The goal is to help the youth from both places learn about poverty, but also how to respond to each other in practical ways. If you're a teen who's interested or know someone who would be, sign up before April 30th. And Compassion Radio is praising God for the overwhelming response to their emergency plea for funds to reach out to families in Bangladesh after the devastating floods. Their partner on the ground reported that despite skyrocketing prices, they got good deals. They helped 1,000 families with food, 1,000 with clothes, and another 200 with materials to rebuild homes, all in Jesus' name. Pray that this display of Christian love will have an impact. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. Time's running out, or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.